Hello and welcome to Cyberscene, where today we'll unpack the $27 million Big One supply chain crypto hack, Elmo's hijacked X account, Google's zero-day patch blitz, and Telegram's latest malware campaigns. Proof positive that from password hygiene to third-party controls and AI-driven defenses, cybersecurity is no longer optional. Now, up on Big One News, the Seychelles-based crypto exchange has confirmed a sophisticated supply chain hack that siphoned off more than $27 million in digital assets from its hot wallets. According to the company, attackers slipped in via a third-party service on July the 16th, 2025, then rapidly swapped funds across Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, Tron, and even billions of SHIB and Doge tokens. Big One stresses that no private keys were compromised and user deposits remained safe. It's already engaged blockchain security firm Slowmist to trace the stolen funds and says it will fully reimburse affected customers. Still, onlookers like blockchain sleuth ZackXBT argue the exchange failed to curb scam activity on its platform for months, raising questions about its overall risk management. As Big One moves to shore up its hot wallet infrastructure, this incident underscores the growing need for crypto firms to tighten third-party controls and bolster on-chain defenses. Up next in Elmo News, Sesame Workshop has officially regained control of Elmo's X account after it was hijacked by an unknown attacker who used the beloved Red Muppet's verified profile to post a string of anti-Semitic, racist, and anti-Trump messages, even demanding the release of the Epstein files. Sesame Street's team acted swiftly, removing the hateful content and restoring Elmo's signature brand of positivity. This breach comes nearly 3 years after Elon Musk's takeover of X, reopening debates about the platform's security framework. Cybersecurity experts highlight how common missteps, weak passwords, failure to enable two-factor authentication, and lax account monitoring can turn even high-profile profiles into easy targets. Elmo himself broke his silence in a follow-up post, reassuring fans that the account is secure and refocusing on the show's core mission of kindness and learning. Today's incident serves as a timely reminder for all public figures, brands, and everyday users. Robust security protocols aren't optional. From regularly updating credentials to employing advanced authentication tools, everyone must stay a step ahead of would-be hackers to keep the internet a safer, more uplifting place. Next up on Google News, here's a rapid-fire roundup of today's top cybersecurity and tech headlines. Google security and AI, Chrome under fire again. Researchers have disclosed a new sandbox escape zero-day and an SSL bypass cheat code that lets savvy users ignore Chrome's security warnings. Google has already pushed urgent patches. Big Sleep, Google's AI-powered vulnerability hunter, just scored a major win. It automatically discovered and neutralized a critical SQLite zero-day CVE-2025-6965 before any real-world exploit could occur. Gmail users beware. Cybercriminals are using AI to slip fake messages into your inbox, abusing Google's new AI-driven email summaries and Gemini chatbot. Prompt injection flaws let attackers craft convincing phishing alerts that masquerade as legitimate security notifications. Researchers urge double-checking any unusual instructions. In legal action, Google sued the operators of the Bad Box 2.0 Android botnet, accusing them of infecting over 10 million devices and generating massive ad fraud revenue. Beyond email, Google researchers uncovered vulnerabilities in Android's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth stacks, and even published a proof-of-concept command and control framework that hides in plain sight by using Google Drive for transport and storage. On the defense front, Google has rolled out new AI-driven tools, Big Sleep updates, the Secure AI Framework, and CoSAI, and upgraded TimeSketch with agentic AI to accelerate incident response. Network gear owners take note. Google engineers found a custom backdoor dubbed Overstep on SonicWall devices that erases key log entries to cover its tracks. Patches are on the way. Microsoft and broader threat landscape. urgent warning for SharePoint admins, a critical zero-day CVE 2025-537-70 is being actively exploited in the wild, with thousands of on-premises servers at risk of remote code execution. Microsoft has released an emergency patch, and CISA has added it to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Microsoft Teams is under siege by Matanbukas ransomware operators who are leveraging social engineering lures in Teams calls to drop malware on targeted firms. Russian state-linked APT28 Fancy Bear is deploying new snooping malware against Microsoft 365 credentials, while researchers detail how the Scattered Spider gang is evolving its phishing and post-compromise tactics. A surprising twist, Microsoft has been using China-based engineers to support certain US government cloud systems, raising fresh supply chain and insider threat concerns, a move now under Pentagon review. On the defensive side, Microsoft patched a slew of critical flaws in Exchange, Defender for Office. 365 rolled out a new email security transparency dashboard, and Windows users are reminded to prepare for a secure boot certificate expiration in mid-2026. That's your technology and cybersecurity briefing. Up next, we'll look at the latest developments in data, privacy, and regulation. So don't go anywhere. Coming up in Telegram News, here's a quick rundown of the latest developments on security threats and expert advice around the popular messaging app. 1. Telegram's new security rollout. The platform has unveiled a fresh suite of anti-phishing tools, link scanners, more robust two-factor authentication and bot audit features to help users spot and block malicious content. A recently patched vulnerability and strengthened encryption protocols underline Telegram's ongoing push to stay ahead of attackers. 2. Recent cybersecurity incidents. Attackers briefly hijacked a Telegram bot, using it to distribute malware and steal credentials. A Russian firm fell victim to a targeted Telegram-based intrusion, highlighting how threat actors are leveraging the app's ecosystem. Security researchers flagged an altered Telegram client aimed at Chinese users and uncovered a new wave of Trojan 2 malware spread via fake job offer messages. 3. Malware campaigns. Targeting Android users. Russian authorities warn of spyware and banking. Trojans hitting Android devices through bogus Telegram channels. Over 600 counterfeit domains have been linked to malicious APKs exploiting the Janus vulnerability. Fake Telegram apps and phishing campaigns promise jobs or government updates, then pounce with remote access and data harvesting malware. 4. Government crackdown and fake account alerts. Moscow is tightening controls on Telegram. Blocking extremist content, illegal sales of FPV drones, even discussing plans to ban the app outright. Users are cautioned against imposter channels posing as official Telegram or government accounts. Always verify that blue check mark and official URL. 5. Expert commentary on cyber hygiene. A string of recent articles highlights why end-to-end encryption matters, how to vet third-party bots, and why timely patching of apps is critical. Cybersecurity experts continue to name Telegram a strong communications platform, provided users follow best practices around passwords, updates, and cautious link clicking. That's the latest on Telegram's fight against fraud, malware, and state-sponsored digital threats. Stay tuned for more updates. And remember, keeping your app and antivirus definitions current is your first line of defense. That's all for today's show. Goodbye, stay secure, and be sure to tune in next week for another weekly cybersecurity deep dive.